1. The Shattered Prince. The hulking wreck of the Integer lay buried in the sand, flames still crackling along the hull, and smoke billowing up into the sky. Daytar's boots sunk into the sand, each step dripping with anticipation, driving him mad with power. No Gral had ever heard the voice of the sunken god, somehow only puny Terrans served as conduits for his power. The presence was undeniable, though. He was here, on Endigo, in that ship, at least whatever remained of him after the usurpers destroyed yet another part of his culture. Daytar grimaced at the heat of the hull, fighting through the pain to tear away the panels and gain entry. He had to work fast before anyone from Lu Enta found their way to the wreckage and the first blood of his revolution would spill out onto their soil. Endigo was the home to ghosts, but the blood would be Gral blood and on Gral land. His revolution would not be bloodless, that much Daytar knew, but he did not intend to discern between Terran or Gral enemies. They would all be dispatched just the same once Daytar harnessed his power. The long thin mane of hair atop his head was collected into a narrow braided ponytail, decorated with small ornaments from his conquests. Some were just bone fragments, others teeth or bullet casings. There were 24. Those were just his prized kills. The inside of the Integer was a mess, waterlogged and banged up from the explosion on Thule and the subsequent crash into the vast desert of Endigo. The ship stank of seawater and Terran filth, Daytar grunting while he walked along the wall over the overturned ship toward the cockpit. It forced him to crawl up into the cockpit due to the angle the ship had settled in and the damage it had taken through its flight, the smoke thickest inside the cockpit. There was a man barely breathing lying on the ground, impaled by a panel that had broken free and pinned him against the wall. Feeling Daytar's presence, the man's eyes darted open, red and wild. "You have come for him," the man said. "I have come for my destiny." His words resonated within his very essence, the words he'd wanted to speak aloud for ages. No Gral has ever wielded his power. Until now. Daytar unsheathed his blade from his back, gripping the long triangular blade with a long double-handed hilt tightly. "You'll never know his power." The man laughed through his own dying breaths. With a flick of his wrist, the blade cut clean through the man's neck in one swift motion. Blood spraying from the artery out onto Daytar, coating him in a fine red mist. He smashed the cockpit window out with the hilt of his blade, hopping down onto the sands, leaving behind him a trail of red while he clutched at the man's head by the crown of gray hair that wrapped around his scalp. His eyes were wide open, serene and all-knowing somehow. "Smug Terran." Daytar clomped back to his ship, sheathing his blade and wiping the man's blood away from his eyes and smashing his palm against the scanner by the door. A ramp extended down to his feet, inviting him into the Li Gent, the head clasped in his hand, and the first part of his plan complete. Now he just needed to find the boy.